Give a rousing Belfast welcome and a rousing Irish welcome to the Sinn Féin President, Gerry Adams.
Mila, my ogov, Augusta, Intim La Barbara, Tasha Gohan, Jacarabe, Chocked, and Yay, Barry McElduff. You're definitely not on your own. So, Tafalcha Rov Alig, Hig Ardes Sinn Féin, a Halla Kois Kuhn, and Shaw, and Melfersta Kois Kuhn. Nakmore, and Dahri, and Seal, and Shaw. I want to welcome all of you here from all parts of our island to our Ardes in Belfast. I want to welcome friends of Sinn Féin from Canada and the USA. And this is a very emotive time for people in New York, and we think of our friends who died there in the attacks in September 11th. I want to welcome our international guests from the ANC in South Africa, from the Basque Country and elsewhere, and all of those people watching at home. Flory French in Meath, Peter John Carraher in South Armagh, Tommy Devereux in Mayo, and all the rest of our veterans. I want to extend, if I may, a very special welcome to Fadi Abu Sidhu, our guest representing the Palestinian people. Later this month, the Palestinian Authority will ask the United Nations to recognize the state of Palestine. I call on the Irish government to support the Palestinian people and their demand for statehood and independence. Baharja, in August 1971, a British Army regiment, the Paras, killed 11 people in Ballymurphy, my home area. 5 months later, in January 1972, this same regiment killed 14 people in Derry on Bloody Sunday. That July, in Springhill and West Belfast, the Paras killed 5 more people. Shortly after that, they shot dead 2 people on the Shankill Road, and early in 1973, they killed 5 men in Ardoyne. It is claimed that the Paras killed 42 citizens in disputed circumstances in the 20 months after internment. Sinn Féin supports the efforts of their loved ones, as we do all of those seeking truth and closure. And I want to welcome the Ballymurphy and Springhill Massacre families, the families from Loughlin Island, and the McGurk Bar relatives who are here with us this evening. This city of Belfast has a proud Republican history. This is the city where the United Irishmen and women first committed themselves to ending the connection with Britain. This is the city of proud Protestant Republicans, the city of Miriam McCracken, of Henry Joy McCracken, William Drennan, Samuel Mateer, and others. This is the city where James Connolly organized the working men and women, and especially the women, against sweatshop conditions. This is where Sean McDermott joined the Irish Republican Brotherhood, where Countess Markovitch founded na Fianna Éireann. Shaw and Cahir are Roe Padraig McPierce, Eg agus na Conor Ella, O an Iria Mark, Nijay agus a Shejog, or Kirch, Inchi, Gominic. Oichan are Oshid, Egober la Gailgary, agus the Home Rulers, agus Eadag Planoil, Jeru and Real, na Bratinia Satir Shaw. So it is a big deal for Belfast Republicans that the Ardash is here. And I haven't gone away, you know, so it's a big deal for me too. Big deal for me as a Belfast man who was very humbled and proud to be elected by the people of Louth. In the mid-1960s, when I joined Sinn Féin, it was a banned organisation. I was arrested for the first time in Belfast city centre when I was about 17 or 18 for selling the party newspaper. At that time, this was a one-party state, a police state. It was run by a unionist elite which controlled all the institutions of government. Discrimination against Catholics was rife. The old RUC and the B Specials ran the place, and the Special Powers Act was the order of the day. Many of my generation spent their lives without charge or trial on the prison ship Maidstone, anchored out there on Belfast Lock, or in Belfast Prison, in McGilligan, in Armagh Women's Prison, and in the cages of Long Caoimh. Others spent decades in other prisons. Some went to early graves, and some carry injuries to this day. The Orange State, assisted and supported by the British government, ruled supreme. Comrades, those days are gone. Done with, over. And unionism, as it comes to terms with this new reality, will be liberated by it. The Orange State is no more. And this Ardash and your presence here is further proof of that. Under the old regime, the greatest price, as is a universal experience, was paid by working class communities. Nationalists were second class, and every expression of Irishness was suppressed. Unionists were sold the pretense of privilege. But it could not be sustained, not in this city, not anywhere, because this is also the city of Mura Drum, of Mairead Farrell, of Murray Moore, and many other heroes and heroines. And they include Bobby Sands, Joe McDonnell, and Kieran Daugherty. And 30 years ago, Bobby, Joe, and Kieran, along with Francis Hughes, Raymond McCraish, Patsy O'Hara, Martin Hurson, Kevin Lynch, Big Tom McElwee, Red Mickey Devine, died in hunger strike. It's Inspiroid, A. Fain, Eberch, August Chumontis, Nostalgory Ocaris, A Brisbane the Mon, in Ardwaha, August Nafar, in Blockin' a Hitch. They are our role models, and surviving hunger strikers are with us here tonight. 30 years ago, some of them were still on the Stalk Ocaris. So Tor Falchamore, Moore Cree, Riv Pat Sheehan, Raymond McCartney, Jackie McMullen, Leo Green, and last but not least, Mary Doyle. Patriotic commitment to equality and to national sovereignty is what motivates Sinn Féin. Citizens have rights. These include the right to a home, the right to a job, the right to access to education, to a health service, the right to a safe and clean environment, and to civil and religious liberties. This is what republicanism is about. It's what freedom and real democracy is about. And there never was a more important time than this for these core republican values. The people of Ireland are facing an economic crisis of such magnitude that it dominates all our lives, from the very old to the very young. In the North, British government policy and its fiscal control makes matters and efforts to tackle the economic crisis more difficult. The cuts to the block grant, for example, is a major challenge to the executive and the assembly. In the South, 500,000 people languish on the dole. College graduates, newly qualified, join unemployed. Construction workers, architects, and solicitors. And this week, 575 workers lost their jobs in Waterford. And the announcement of the immediate closure of Mihal Borbica na Gaeltachta with the loss of 130 jobs is yet another devastating blow to Gaeltacht regions. Thousands are leaving our shores, taking their skills, their enthusiasm and their youth to other countries. Families are being forced to choose between buying school books or paying mortgages. And the Irish people don't even have the right to make their own decisions about how to handle this crisis. Irish economic sovereignty has been handed over to the EU and to the International Monetary Fund. The job losses are mounting, and still Fine Gael and Labour plough ahead with their sleeving policies of recapitalising the banks and slashing public spending. Where is their jobs plan? What kind of society will be left at the end of this crisis if there's no public airline, no public energy body, no post services, no forestry body? What kind of society will be left when they've sold off our essential state assets and our natural resources for next to nothing to private interests? The Irish people deserve better, and they know it. And that's why there's such a great desire for fundamental political change across this island. And that was most obvious here in the six counties with the support given to the executive in the elections last May. People voted for change in the south also. They voted against Fianna Fáil's disastrous policies. They voted against the EU-IMF deal. They did so in huge numbers. And they elected Fine Gael and Labour in good faith that these parties would honour their election promises. But the coalition parties, once they were in the government building, tore up their election promises. People are dismayed as instead of implementing their own stated commitments, they get into actually implementing Fianna Fáil policy. Labour spends time defending the privatisation of public assets, defends the imposition of unfair taxes on the lowest paid, and one day Labour tells us all that there will be no cuts in social welfare, and then on another day they're forced to admit that there will be cuts to social welfare in the December budget. In fact, Fine Gael and Labour are set to impose almost 4 billion euro of these cuts. At the same time, and mark this well, at the same time they're handing over 3 billion euro to the Anglo-Irish Bank this year and every year for the next 10 years. And Fine Gael and Labour expects the people on hospital trolleys and cars and the families with children with special needs and senior citizens and the unemployed to think this is fair. This is not fair. This is wrong. Agus tasli ala on, tasli nis far on. Sinn Féin would not pay this 30 billion euros to Anglo-Irish. In fact, Sinn Féin would not pay 1 cent to this bank. A better Ireland is possible. It must be based on the rights of citizens, on the needs of society, on the primacy of community, on fairness and equality. Sinn Féin's recovery plan would use the remaining reserves in the National Pension Reserve Fund to introduce a multi-billion euro jobs package. Our plan invests in schools and hospital buildings and broadband rollout and developing our agri-food sector so that we can grow our way to recovery and reduce the deficit. Tens of thousands of families at this moment are in serious mortgage distress. And this problem cannot be left to the banks. The government has to act, and the government has to act now, and the priority has to be to protect family homes. An independent distressed mortgage resolution body is needed, with strong powers and a menu of options to help those in greatest need. Anything else is unacceptable. And Sinn Féin makes no bones about it. We will ask our wealthiest citizens, who will also benefit from the recovery, to contribute more. A package of wealth taxes, taxes on profits, and an end to tax exemptions will bring in the revenue necessary to meet funding needs. And Sinn Féin will tackle public spending where it's wasteful. But we will protect social welfare, education, and public health budgets. Sinn Féin will go after hospital consultants who are among the highest paid in the world. We will go after politicians and top civil servants' wages and their pension lump sums. We will protect state assets. And we will get a better deal on our natural resources. And we will tell the private bondholders that they must take the pain of their losses, and the Irish taxpayer will carry them no longer. And we'll also tell the EU IMF that it's time for a new deal, a deal that takes into account what the Irish people are able and willing to do. Agusnira Durin, Sinn Féin, Gunyani Midge Rodagan, Bekintia, Gomani Midge A, Near Brish Midge Gallanch or B Arua. Also, unlike the rest of them, Sinn Féin is no latter-day convert to the value of Irish economic sovereignty. We've always argued that the Irish people cannot enjoy democracy or full independence as long as the majority of our laws are made by people who do not elect. We cannot and we want to work with Democrats, not with these big powers. We want to work with Democrats across our continent to build a Europe of equals, where all states, regardless of their size or wealth or power, respect one another's sovereignty and cooperate together in tackling the common problems of Europe and the wider world. This party is opposed to further EU centralisation, and we challenge those in the Irish political establishment who, despite their sham battles, are shamefully subservient to Brussels and to Frankfurt. When the euro was introduced, Sinn Féin warned against giving away the state's ability to make monetary policy. And our position, I'm sorry to say this, our position has been vindicated by disastrous developments since then. The European Common Currency Project, or the euro, is in deep crisis, and citizens have the right to know what the government is going to do. The Irish people also have the right to know if the government has a contingency plan if the currency collapses. Fine Gael and Labour are not being honest. In the teeth of the current crisis, Sinn Féin warns against any attempt to hand over further economic power to the European Union. The raising and the spending of taxes goes to the very heart of how societies are organised. It determines the funding and the quality of public services, the distribution and the redistribution of wealth. And these must be the democratic prerogative of the Irish people through their representatives in the Dáil and in the Assembly. And isn't it ironic that as Sinn Féin campaigns for the transfer of fiscal powers from London to Belfast, in Dublin, these same powers are given away to the EU by the Irish political establishment. I want to commend the work of the outgoing President, Mary McAleese, and her husband, Martin. Next month, the people will elect a new president of Ireland. But once again, citizens in the North will not have the right to vote. This must change. Citizens from all parts of Ireland must be able to vote in presidential elections. And Irish citizens living abroad Irish citizens living abroad, as is the same with many other states, should also have the right to vote. The presidency is not the trophy of the political establishment. Éilíonn amháin, tír amháin, uachtaráin amháin. And across this island, more and more people are looking to Sinn Féin for leadership. In my view, Sinn Féin should support the nomination of a candidate to be President of Ireland. A candidate who is capable of winning the support of progressive and nationalist opinion who will refract the broad republican spirit of the Irish people at this time, and the incoming Ard Cóilíne will consider this matter. Last year saw very significant electoral advances for Sinn Féin, and I want to thank everyone who entrusted their vote to us. And I would ask everyone in Dublin West to come out and support Paul Donnelly in the upcoming by-election. I want to congratulate all our new TDs and senators and their families. Sinn Féin is now the leading voice of opposition. We are standing up for Ireland. We have put forward an alternative, and we will consistently and have consistently established the bad decisions of the government. Our TDs have raised issues of significance right across the board on every issue affecting people. And let me say also, in terms of what we're going to do in the upcoming period, we're going to continue to fight on all of these issues. Unlike the others, we will do exactly what we promised to do during the elections. Ta Sinn Féin, ag seasú le muintir ar deora, tamid sa leabhar, tamid cinnte faoi sin. Agus caithimid seasú le héilge, láidir agus aontaithe agus le gluaisteacht arai. I also want to congratulate all our new MLAs, all our councillors, and Paul Maskey, the MP for West Belfast. I want to thank all our families. Agus Hanig Maid Fosta, Therese and Tehan, Nell O'Donnell, and Myra Is Oga Ariu Ar Belfasta. Sinn Féin has lots of work to do in the time ahead, and it's for certain that we will continue to do all of that work. One of the things that we are focusing on, has continued to focus in on, is working with our colleagues in the executive to confront sectarianism and racism, to raise issues like rural poverty, to transform education, and all of these other matters which face down on people. But our vision of a new Ireland, of a new republic for the 21st century, is pluralist, it's inclusive, and it's based on equality and citizens' rights. And that new republic must be built by Catholic, Protestant, and the centre. That means that we have to reach out to the Unionists. It means that we have to be patient. It means that we have to find common ground in which we can celebrate our differences as diversity and as equals. And that's a personal priority for me and a political priority for Sinn Féin and for our leadership. Partition created two conservative states on this island, ruled by two conservative elites. The Daonra na hÉireann Cothrom, the Lough and Daonra na Uaireach, agus go fáil tá dúbailt de gach rud againn, de gá stáit againn, gá rialtas, gá service, príbeach fiblí, gá horas aragidra, gá horas connacht, rechnach agus ráil ucán. Mar horú ar seo níl part ar bí dar tír, siar ó hiúnker an tuirim. So uniting Ireland, comrades, makes economic sense, it makes political sense, it makes common sense. We live in a wonderful country, and our people are great people. And Sinn Féin has great trust in the people of Ireland. Sinn Féin's vision for all of the future is based on hope. Gan docus ni bé éan rud on. I believe that there are many people throughout this island who share our goals. There are many people who want rid of outsiders ruling us, whether from London, from the IMF, or from the EU. Many people want a real republic, a new republic, And this will require the very active participation of citizens. So I'm calling upon people to join Sinn Féin. The British government, Sinn Féin comes from that democratic tradition which believes that the British government has no right in Ireland, never had any right in Ireland, and never will have any right in Ireland. And the best thing that a British government can do, and as we continue with our strategy democratically and peacefully, I'm sure the British government will do this, and that is to leave. And to leave us to manage our own affairs. So Sinn Féin is clear. We're clear about our strategy. We're clear about our goals. We're clear about the roadmap to the future, a better future. And we have the spirit and we have the confidence to work with others to achieve this. So Shasi Midge Lehelia, Gulen or Hulen, we go forward with confidence in the future. Comrades, let us make history. And in the words of the blanket men, the fear flood, August na Munra and Ardwaha, August Fisher the Kanchwe, Winsher Nahurin. In the words of the blanket men and the women in Armagh, and when they said this, they were talking about the people of Ireland, all our people, Catholic, Protestant, and dissenter, when they said, Chucky Ar La. Shiv, our Buehels to Nadine Corin Arde Shaw Lahelia, Talon Dinia Goburin Shaw, or our Hun, August Nila Sugut, Kojakar and Avisha, Nervime Gyanami Yehilma, or Adianum, or Visha, the Curtis Jagorumsa. So, if you're watching the auto queue, it was madness up here. It was a bit of a nightmare because you'd all clapped too much. But let's keep going, folks. You ain't seen nothing yet. We're on the right road. We're on the road to the people. August Bavoyam, our Cara Eamon O'Fagoin, Falchamore Rev Owen Beche, Egkana Oran Navain, August Bemidge, Egkana Shinna Lakra Foy. Yeah.
Shin yale crafoil, a tafi ale. Shall if canigara